Welcome to the Intentional Parenting Podcast. My name is France Taillard. I am a mom and parenting coach. I coach moms how to consciously parent their child and re-parent themselves using human design and other tools. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. Why? Because it is one of my biggest skills and talents in life as a 3-5 splenic projector is to be a problem solver. I experience many different things and situations, and I use that experience to guide you to find creative solutions to your challenges. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. All right, today we're going to talk about, are you reacting to your child? Or is it your hormones? Okay, so sometimes of the month, during our monthly 28-day cycle, it's more obvious the things that aren't working well in our lives, okay? This is what we're going to be talking about today. So as you may know, I've been learning more about our 28-day cycle, things we should know, in my opinion, when we're 12 years old, but I'm only finding them out today. And I want to share with you one of the lessons that I learned throughout this process that I think is super, super, super important for parenting. Okay. So have you ever found yourself in a perpetual cycle, meaning your child does something that bothers you a lot and you just can't handle it? And then after like a week or so, it doesn't seem to bother you as much for about, 2 weeks. And then it bothers the shit out of you again. Here's why. As soon as estrogen recedes from your brain chemistry during the second half of your luteal phase, okay, don't know if I'm pronouncing that word properly, apologize if I butchered it, but this is like essentially the phase before your period, before your menstrual cycle, and it is about, so the second half, so it's about 5 days before you start bleeding, okay? So during that time, you'll be more honest with yourself about anything that needs to be addressed in your relationships, including your parent-child relationship. Okay, so estrogen acts as a social lubricant, and it makes you more willing to overlook problems. So if there's something that isn't working, if there's something that isn't working, it's going to bubble up to the surface during this phase. So roughly 5-ish days before you start bleeding, okay? So you simply won't be able to ignore the truth at this point, the way that you're able to the first half of your cycle, okay? So after you're done your period, 5 days after you're done your period, for the first 2 weeks after that. Those things with your children, they may still be going on, but they're not going to bother you as much, right? You can handle it. Why? Because of your high estrogen levels. They let you let things slide, right? So maybe it's bedtime. Maybe your child goes to bed a little bit late, a little bit late, a little bit late, and it annoys you. But then 5 days before you start your period, you're like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like something's got to change, right? But here's the thing, in our culture, it's like, oh, she's PMSing. Oh, it's her hormones. Oh, she's crazy. No, you're not. You're not, okay? So like, this explains why, okay? So the mistake that we make here and how we can use, so the beauty about learning about our 28-day cycle is learning to work with our hormones, with our cycle, to have a better life, really, to thrive in life, okay? So the mistake we make here is that we let it go, right? We don't really fix the issue during that last 2 weeks of our cycles, right? Of our cycle, or like the last five, not 2 weeks, but like the last week about before our cycle, when our estrogen is low, right? We don't actually fix the issue. We're annoyed as hell. Maybe we argue with our kids a lot. Maybe we react to them a lot. And then after we're done our period, our estrogen goes up again and we let things slide. And then bam, like clockwork, our estrogen goes down again and it bubbles up to the surface, and we can no longer overlook whatever it is that's bothering us. Okay. So, yes, maybe you do need to balance your hormones. Okay. But when they are balanced, you'll still feel this way, right? It just, you might handle it in a different way. But what if you actually addressed it? Okay. So, like, now that, let's say my hormones are, I don't know, 95% balanced, let's just say I didn't take any like blood work or anything, so I'm not 100% sure, but I don't feel any symptoms really. I'm gonna go with 95%. So now that they're 95% balanced, I can't say, oh, like nobody can tell me, oh, she's PMSing, that's why this is pissing you off. No, it's pissing me off because I'm just like in a cycle where this is like coming to the surface and I can no longer ignore it, right? So what if we address it? We actually addressed it. And what if we address it in a different way? In a way that we've never tried before. What if instead of berating ourselves for thinking that we're failing as a mom, or we keep sitting in that guilt or that shame, what if we then stopped all that and we look at the cause, the root cause of the issue? We tend to it and then end the cycle. That is when inner child healing is a really beautiful thing to do, right? So working with a coach to do that is super efficient and super effective because they know what they're doing. They know what you need to do. Like, you know, I know what I need to do to guide my clients through their inner child healing about specific situations, right? So you stop wasting your time and energy and effort, and really what comes up for me is like you're going to try something during that time when your estrogen is low, because whatever is bothering you is bubbling up, coming up to the surface, right? And you want to fix it. So you're going to try something. It's not really going to work. You're not actually going to create the change. Your estrogen goes up again. It's easier for you to brush it off. And then what happens, right? That cycle continues. So stop it. Address it differently. Stop doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, right? Get to the root cause of the problem. Do the inner child healing work, right? So, on top of the inner child healing work, another thing that we can do during this phase, so I recommend self-care. Not every day, but like regularly throughout your entire cycle, so all the time, but especially during the second half of your cycle, which is after you're done ovulating until you start your period. Or like even during your period, super, super important. Okay. So when those things are bubbling up to the surface and you can no longer ignore them, tend to yourself. Care for yourself. Rest, nap, have those bubble baths, do the yoga, do the breath work, do the meditation, do the things that make you feel good. Right? So what happens when we understand this about our hormones and our cycle, our 28-day cycle, this specific part, is that we can stop thinking we're crazy. We can stop feeling like we're failures as moms, right? And thinking, oh, she's just PMSing. No. During these times, it's easier for you to listen to your intuition. It's easier for you to hear your intuition. So the things that are bubbling up, it's just easier for you to hear them as well. Okay? So this is the perfect time to reach out to that coach. Reach out to me if you resonate with me, and to do the inner child healing work, and to up your self-care, and to do something you've never done before so that you can break the cycle. Because, you know, in about a week, it's not going to bother you as much. But in about 2.5 weeks, it's going to bother the shit out of you again, right? So if you don't want to continue to live your life in this cycle, then do something about it, right? So, yes, it is your hormones, but not the way that we made it seem in this world. It's not like, oh, she's PMSing, is she's hormonal, don't listen to her, she's crazy. No, it is our hormones because they're at an all-time low during these phases. during your period in about like 5 to 7 days before. And the things that need tending to, the things that need to shift are just super obvious to us, right? And at the same time, it's easier for our intuition to speak to us and for us to hear it. So take advantage of it. This is the beauty of learning about your 28-day cycle and working with it. Take advantage of it and do the work, the actual work, up your self-care, do the inner child healing work so you can shift things little by little, every month, shift things, right? And then you're going to live a more fulfilled life. Okay, so I hope this resonated with you because I feel like this is something that happens for so many of my clients, including myself. I can see it play out in my parent-child relationship and in my romantic relationship, right? Where it's like, for 2 weeks, everything seems rosy, and then it's like, this is bothering me, right? But we have choices. Are we going to do something about it? Are we going to try to just ignore it, ignore it, ignore it? And then all of a sudden it doesn't bother us anymore. And then it bothers the shit out of us again 2 weeks later, right? So this is the time to create the shift that you desire to see. So let me know, reach out to me on Instagram. Let me know how this resonates with you. Share it with me in my DMs or share it on your stories and tag me in it. And then if you desire me to speak on anything else, like invite me. I love being invited to speak on different topics, okay? So connect with me on Instagram and let's continue this conversation. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.